we lost like, I think, $35,000-$40,000 in business in like one day.
What's up, everyone? We are live. This is Kevin Daisy with the Managing Partners Podcast. And today I have one of my good friends and fellow podcaster,
that's right,
Armando, on the show.
Thank
you. LaDuke, what's up?
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, man. Good to see you. So Armando, always, it's always an easy conversation with him. And I was just on his show recently talking about podcasting. And I wanted to have him on the show to talk to all my guests about it and how lawyers can leverage a podcast in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of walk through some of those ways today. But some of the best ways, if you're not even familiar with, that you can be using a podcast. And most don't think about this. So some cool stuff, tons of value with this episode. So stay tuned in and we'll be sharing. But first, Armando, tell us your story, your background, which is super cool. So the audience can learn more about who you are.
I'll give you a 2 minute. I'll give you the 2 minuter. This was, grew up in theater, started doing film, was in front of the camera, was always a performer, and then ended up doing, you know, 60 to 70 television and film projects, wanted to do more behind the scenes stuff, got behind the camera, produced some movies, went into corporate work, started doing commercials and weddings and the whole nine. And then in 2020 connected with a high school friend of mine, Lewis Scott, who runs Eight Figure Firm. And that's how I got involved in the legal space and what content marketing is and the whole nine. And that's how, you know, podcasting started to come up, because it was a really easy way to create content on a regular basis where it doesn't, you know, you don't really have to like sit and plan a whole shoot out. You know, you just set up cameras and have a conversation. And that's, and so we started doing that, and that just really changed the game for us. We really started scaling quickly, as a company, as a result of my podcast. And we'll talk, you know, we'll get into the nitty gritty about how to leverage it. Cause I think a lot of people's mindset when it comes to podcasting is viewership and listenership. And I don't really care if people listen to my show or not. That's not why I do it.
100%. I mean, spot on. That's the kind of when I went into it thinking that, you know, viewership and editing and, you know, how polished it was. And I was blinded by that for a little while until we decided, you know what, that's not as important. So yeah, yep. Excited to get into that. And, but yeah, cool background. Armando was actually in a TV show I used to love, which is Prison Break.
Yeah,
and then we met at Eight Figure Firm. So that's how we met.
We met at Eight Figure Firm.
Louise connected us, met there on in Chicago, and headed off. And here we are. So
here we are.
Here we are, making dreams come true on the Managing Partners podcast.
I'll tell you, you know, we met in Chicago, and then I had you on the podcast, and that's how we sort of solidified a relationship. And look, it's a connecting tool for us. You've read the book, The Five Love Languages.
And oh, so no, I haven't. I haven't read that book.
No. It's a good book, man. It's about relationships and more about like romantic relationships. But it just makes sense.
Are you getting romantic on here with me?
No. Well, you know, so everybody has five love language. Everybody has like a love language that where they feel loved, right? The five love languages are touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service, and gift giving. And so the book deals with, okay, what is the person's love language? Because if you're not speaking their love language, then it doesn't really matter, right? Like if you're a real big gift giver and somebody receives a gift and that's not their love language, then it's just really not going to resonate as much. But if somebody loves quality time, or if somebody loves acts of service, or if somebody likes, you know, words of affirmation, when you're doing a podcast, you're hitting four of those love languages. You're spending quality time with them. And the act of service is giving them a platform to talk about themselves, right? You're giving them words of affirmation because you make them look like a rock star, right? And then the gift giving aspect is that you're able to push this out onto your platforms and give them, you know, give them more publicity, give them more branding, thought leadership, you know. So when I started to think about, okay, how do I really connect with somebody? And when I've been to every, I feel like I've been to every sales presentation and method, and every single one of the sales methods they talk about, well, you got to build rapport. That's the first thing in every single method is build rapport. Yep. But how much time do people usually spend on that? Maybe 2-3 minutes. Hey, Kevin, where are you from? Oh, South Carolina. You must be a Gamecocks fan. Great. Let's roll into the sales conversation, right? You know, and so that's it. And that's what I think people do on a regular basis. But here we're like, let's just spend 30-40 minutes talking about you, talking about, you know, what makes you tick and what lights you up and how you got to where you got, and giving you that platform. And then at the end of it, I know more about you. I know how to connect. Maybe it's a good fit. Maybe it's not a good fit, you know, but you'll find your people with this process. And with that, you can start growing a network. And that's how we use it is, you know, we use it for business development, but we also use it for referral and joint venture partnerships.
Yeah. So, I mean, without a doubt, I mean, the time you get to spend with folks like, you know, yourself or other, you know, lawyers that I've met through the show has been priceless. And not that I'm just signing everyone up that comes to be a guest on my show. I don't even push to do that at all. And, you know, if they have a need, I know they have a need, then there may be a fit. But the relationships I've built and the referrals that I've gotten from guests, and that's how I met Luis. He was a guest on my show. And, you know, once he started A-Figure Firm, he was like, hey, I was like, hey, it looks like you're doing something new now. So want to come back on the show. And then he invited me to come to his private event in Chicago, which a marketer wouldn't even be able to have access to. So, yeah. And I didn't ask him for that, you know, and, but you get to, like you said, if I was trying to sell you something, Armando, like I would, you have this pressure to like make a little small talk, but then cut the chase because yeah. They ain't got time to make friends with you, you know?
Right.
So there's, it's like almost you're trying, you can't make too much of a relationship on purpose. With this, it's the opposite. Like you're just literally
it's getting, all about the relationship.
Yes. And the, you know, in this 30 minutes that we're going to spend right now, if I didn't know you till right the second, I'll get to know you better than most people you spend your time with throughout the whole week or month or whatever that you meet along the way. So. Today's episode is brought to you by Answering Legal. Now I just switched my company, Array Digital, over to Answering Legal, and it's made my life a whole lot easier. If I can't get to the phone, their 24/7 virtual receptionists take the call and take them through a full intake process so we never miss new business again. Now, Answering Legal has been at this for more than a decade, and they specialize in answering phone calls for law firms like yours. They even have a brand new, easy-to-use app, and they integrate with all the top legal softwares and platforms. So, for my listeners today, we actually have a special deal of a 400-minute free trial offer of Answering Legal services that you can try out by going to answeringlegal.com/array. You can also call 631-437-4803 and use special code DAISY. That's my last name, DAISEY. So go check them out. And let's get back to the show.
How often do we really sit with someone in a setting like this and ask them questions and interview them like they're a president, like they're a celebrity? We don't, right? And when you give somebody that opportunity, boy, it's such a cathartic and amazing feeling for that person, because they're like, wow, look at this person being so interested in who I am and what I have to offer and my knowledge and my thought leadership. And, you know, people love that. They love it.
And at the same time, on the flip side, generally, like, honestly, I love hearing what they have to say, because I run a business. I'm always trying to learn too. And I hear stuff all the time. I'm like, oh, that's a freaking great idea. That's a good tip. That's wow. You know what I mean? So it ends up being like this win-win in so many levels. And yeah. Imagine if you met someone right now in a coffee shop and you like said, hey, tell me how you run your company. Tell me about how you're like, they'd be like, what are you talking about? This gives you the platform to ask those questions and to get deep and to figure out like, what have they done to be successful? And they're there to tell you and the audience all about it.
And look, it's the hot seat. It's the hot seat. Like, you could ask somebody, like you said, in a coffee shop, hey, you know, tell me some nuggets or whatever. They're not really going to be bringing their A game, right? They know they're bringing their A game because people are going to be watching the show. So they have to come with something, right? They have to come with like, all right, how am I going to build value on this podcast? Mm-hmm. How are, you know, is this going to be a entertaining piece? Is this going to be a value build piece, or somebody, are they going to walk away with something? And I definitely, you know, every time I go on a podcast as a guest, I always try to give some nuggets out that people can actually take right now so that it can help their business. And the nugget that I will talk about, and this is, I'm speaking at Eight Figure Firm in January on this particular subject, but it is the journey, right? The client journey. But I talk about the client journey just a little bit different, right? Because I don't think it's just about the client journey. I think it's about your referral partner journey. I think it's about your recruiting journey. And I think it's about your employee journey. And I'll explain. You have a journey, right? For everybody that comes in the door, everybody that, like, whether they're a client, whether they're a referral partner, whether they're an employee, you know, a recruiting aspect, they have a journey. And most times, I'll say 98% of the time, that is not mapped out. It's just not mapped out. They're just not thinking about it. They're improvising it. And when they're improvising it, how can you really test and analyze the things that are working, the things that are not working? And so what we did, because we lost like, I think, $35,000-$40,000 in business in like one day, because we lost some clients, and they were like, Armando, you know, we love you, but your process is just messed up. Like, it just doesn't, like, we didn't know what we were getting. We didn't know, you know, how it worked and what we were being charged for and all of this. And I was like, damn, we take for granted all of the knowledge that we have, right? And yet we're not keeping our clients educated through the process, so they know, okay, what's happening. And so super important for attorneys to be working on creating some sort of a journey, because there's so much time that's spent not communicating with the client, because either the attorney is filing paperwork back and forth, or, you know, the client is going to the doctor to, you know, to just build the case, right? And so there's nothing going on. Meanwhile, you have this client that's sitting there wondering what's happening, right? And so we're just taking it for granted that we know all of these things. And I'm like, well, let's plan out a whole journey with touch points so that you can keep your client informed where they are in the process. And look, maybe it's over communicating sometimes, but I think over communicating is better than under communicating, because they can go, oh, I'm not going to watch that email or whatever. But I'm at least being kept in the light as far as where I am in the process. And so what we've done is we mapped out our client journey, but we've also mapped out a referral partner journey. And this is where the podcast really gets interesting, because if I'm a personal injury attorney and I start a podcast, great. Things that you're going to do with it are obviously cut it up in into pieces so that you can put it on social media. That's number one. Super easy. You know, obviously put it on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, the whole nine, right? So that it's easy to find you, right? I would make sure that your name is in there somehow for SEO purposes, right? Make sure that your law firm sponsors the show, right? So at some point in the show, mention that, hey, this show is brought to you by the blank and blank law firm, right? You know, for all of your personal injury needs or your family divorce needs, whatever. Make sure that that is in there. So that is the, that's just the low-hanging fruit. Here's easy where stuff. It gets interesting. If you can bring in referral partners, and I don't think, and I think people, especially in the law industry, I mean, dude, your referrals are so easy to get because this family law attorney isn't going to be handling their personal injury cases, but she's getting it. She's getting those calls and she's giving those deals to somebody. She's giving those cases to somebody. So those cases could be going to you if you guys create some sort of referral partnership, because you guys are obviously going to get divorce cases in there at some point and you guys can push it out to there. Employment law, business, you know, the whole nine. So if you guys are putting these touch points together on a regular basis, and we've taken the five love languages and we've taken Giftology, right? You know, the book by,
by Roland. We've used that. Yep.
So every touch point is a value build offer in some way that like connects with the person, whether we're gifting on a quarterly basis, whether we're leaving them Google reviews, whether we're posting about their stuff, whether we're commenting and liking posts on social media, endorsing them on LinkedIn, referring them business. Like there is just, I have like 20 different touch points that I plan out through my CRM. Some of them are automated, and then some of them have to be triggered by somebody. So I've hired a dedicated VA to just be my customer journey, like manager, right? To make sure that they know where people are in the process. So clients are getting, you know, not only are they getting where they are in the phases of how we work, but my referral partners are getting, you know, value build content. I'm referring them business. My employees also are getting touch points. So, you know, hey, are you setting up the one-to-ones with them? Are you giving some time off? Are you giving them bonuses? Is there gifting in place? How are you hitting those five different touch points within your industry? Recruiting, same deal, you know? And so if at every moment you've planned out these touch points and the journey, man, it makes you look like you're a superhero, because they're like, holy shit, man, this guy is so attentive, right? Like he makes me feel so good. And you're like, yeah, I just planned it though. Like I pre-planned these touch points, you know, and that makes it look like, man, these guys, it makes it look like we're being spontaneous with these touch points. But yeah, we're not. We're super intentional about everything.
I love it. And so the podcast.
And so the podcast
is just the icing on the cake here, right? How's that?
It's the first touch point, right? It's the touch point that, like, if I'm, you know, you are our referral partner, right? So we're gonna start moving into that direction where we're like, hey, Kevin, how can we, you know, introduce you to some people. Hey, Kevin, you know, let's leave you a Google review. Hey, Kevin, what, you know, here's a gift. Hey, Kevin, you know, like, how can we always stay top of mind with Kevin and not in a way where it's just like, dude, he's this guy again. You know what I mean? Like, what we want to avoid is that feeling. It's like, oh God, this guy again. We want to be just enough touch points to endear us, you know what I mean? With the exact things that you're going to look for, right? Because if I'm reaching out to you on a regular basis for you to give me referrals, that's not going to work. Because every single time I'm hitting you up, I'm asking for something. Instead, every time I'm hitting you up, I want to be giving you something.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. But yeah, the podcast just, you know, the relationship gets formed so quickly. to make those other things just be like, wow, like they're still giving back. They're still featuring me. They're still posting about me. They've, you know, for me, like we take our guests and invite them to a private Facebook group with other smart people. So yeah. It's just building that out. I love that. I love that a lot. That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be talking about on, in January, but cause we've built it out for several of our clients and they like, they love it. They absolutely love it.
So I think the main thing here is, you know, if somebody, I want to start a podcast and just talk about the law, versus, versus having a podcast that is again, sponsored by your firm, right? It's like your own show, mm-hmm. but your referral partners come on, you build that relationship, or, you know, you're having people from your community come on that people want to tune in to actually listen to the show and not hear about the law. And so, but it's your platform. It's your show. Yeah. You're sponsored by you. And so you can do all kinds of cool things with podcasts to be your community place for news or business news or whatever. And you're building referral partners at the same time that you're getting listeners to convert into clients. That's a wrap for that episode. Me and Armando actually continued to chat, but we had some technical difficulties which stopped the recording. So appreciate you tuning in. Don't worry, Armando will be back on the show. But please connect with him. Check out his company, LeDuc Entertainment. And if you want a connection, out and I will make that happen. But thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next show.